One of Josh Odson's favorite people, has got a huge announcement coming up at the top of the hour.
Oh, I saw
that. We'll save for the crossover.
KJ Watt?
No.
It's similar. Yeah. Similar.
Okay.
All right. So my quest to get Nebraska and Mizzou to play at Arrowhead, John writes into the Equitable Bank inbox, we don't need anything associated with those toothless hicks from Missouri coming into our state.
See, even more reason we need it, because then we can get banter like that back and forth.
Well, here's what we got unfinished business. So the Mizzou Nebraska football series has been pretty much lopsided in favor of Nebraska.
Yeah.
But there has been some bad blood. I mean, they tried to, I shouldn't say they tried, they intentionally went after Turner Gill in 82. Mm-hmm. And then it felt like to me the hate between Mizzou and Nebraska was really ramping up at the end of the Pelini-Pinkel era in the Big 12, where, you know, Pelini's first time he played Mizzou, Pinkel came in here and he told everybody in the locker room that to beat the living out of Nebraska.
And they did.
And they ran it up.
And they did. And then in the 2010 game, like Bo will tell you either publicly or privately, that is one of his most rewarding games because they beat Pinkel.
Yeah.
And then Mizzou fans are livid because they thought Sue was trying to injure Missouri players on that Thursday night game in the rain down in Columbia when Sue just wrecked the entire state of Missouri.
Yeah, blame Gabbard still wakes up screaming.
Yeah.
Hey, they still have angst against T.O. because he called it Missouri.
That's what they say in Columbia. I mean, a certain part of Missouri.
We've had some good moments with Mizzou. Kellen Houston, Cole Cocking, a student. Antlers going after Andre Smith.
Kid had it coming.
But I thought in football it was really starting to ramp up, like the hate.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden everybody bolted.
Yep.
And I'd like to see Nebraska and Mizzou play again. Why not? It's SEC Big Ten.
Uh-huh.
And Mizzou's football program.
They have dudes.
Hat tip to Eli Drinkwitz. Yeah. They have got that program headed in the right direction.
I am all in on your football.
I'm ready. Week two.
I'm all on.
A one-off.
I'm with you.
Split Arrowhead Stadium, Nebraska, Mizzou.
Yeah. Make it like the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm.
Now,
you do need to split it up, too.
Now, Walnut Bowl for Missouri friends.
What network would that game be on?
Who's the home team?
I don't know who would be the designated home team.
Ooh. Well, yeah, you'd have to. I mean, it would just make it a two-game series.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
More tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed a lot of Creighton basketball talk. Thanks to Tim Kruger, Steve Merfeld that joined the program. Olympian Dylan Travis will be on the show tomorrow. He is headed to represent the U.S., the pride of Omaha Gross, product of the coaching staff at Omaha Westside. He'll be in the 3-on-3 in the Olympics. So he'll join us coming up tomorrow, and we'll get closer to the Sweet 16 and more thoughts on Creighton and Tennessee. And whatever Troy Dannon does today, like the first order of business, the first cap he puts on is the skinny N.
Again, flex. I love it.
Crossover's coming up next. We'll see how Josh Odson is handling the news that's 5 minutes away on 1620 The Zone.